All right, so legal history might not always be the most, thrilling thing,
Right.
but trust me on this one.
Okay.
This is a case, it's going to make you really think about what it means to be like qualified to be a lawyer.
Absolutely.
We're going deep on Schwer v. Board of Bar Examiners,
Ooh.
1957, so think Cold War.
Oh, yeah.
Tons of suspicion going around,
Yeah.
and it was really easy to like derail your future just because, someone was suspicious.
Yeah, and what's fascinating is that, this case is from like way back when,
Right.
but it still impacts how states decide like who gets to be a lawyer even today. It's
Yeah.
really about how we think about good moral character.
Right, which is something all of you listening are going to have to deal with when
Exactly.
you apply to the bar.
Yeah.
So picture this, right? 1957, Red Scare, like full on,
Yeah.
And we have this guy, Rudolph Schwer. He just wants to practice law in New Mexico.
This is pretty reasonable.
Right, like you go to law school, you pass the bar, you're good.
Yeah, should be.
But not so easy for Schwer.
No, not so much.
His past had a couple things in it that got people talking.
It raised some eyebrows for sure.
Yeah, so we're talking like aliases he used. He
Ooh.
was in the Communist Party, and he had even been arrested a couple times.
Interesting,
But
here's the catch.
huge catch, right?
Huge.
This is all before he applied to the bar.
Way before.
He applied in 53.
Okay.
We're talking stuff from the 30s and 40s.
Wow, so like totally different
A
time.
different world, basically.
Right, and that context is really important.
Oh, absolutely.
So the board sees this application, right? And they like freak out.
They hit the panic button.
Yeah, and they actually denied his application right away. They didn't even give him a hearing.
Seriously,
Yeah.
can they even do
That's
that?
what I was thinking. Like, can you just deny someone the chance to explain themselves?
Yeah, no, that's messed up. Totally a kangaroo court.
Well, they did eventually let him have a hearing.
Okay, good.
And Schwer really brought out the big guns to prove that he was a good guy.
Oh, yeah. What did he do?
He had like everyone testifying for him, his wife, rabbi, other students, professors, all saying he was a good guy.
So he's got all these character witnesses, basically.
Oh yeah, tons.
Weiss.
He even had letters that he wrote to his wife while he was in the army during World War II.
Oh, wow. So, like, proving his patriotism.
Exactly. Like, come on, I'm a good guy.
Right. Like, I serve my country. These people believe in me. Like, I'm not this crazy communist or whatever.
Exactly. And he explained that he used those aliases back in the 30s because, it was a rough time, anti-Semitism,
Right. So you
depression.
got to do what you got to do.
He needed to work, and sometimes you had to change your name just to get a job.
Yeah, times were different then.
That's
But the board, not buying it.
really. They still weren't convinced.
No, they kept going back to those three things.
The aliases.
Yep, the Communist Party and those arrests
Oh, man.
and their argument.
Let me guess.
Aliases equal deception.
Right.
Communist ties equal, you're going to be like subversive. And any arrest, even without a conviction, means bad character.
That seems a little shaky, especially with all that context we talked about.
Right. It all seems so flimsy, especially knowing what was happening back then.
Yeah. So, did any of their arguments, like, actually hold up in court?
That's where things get really interesting.
Okay, I'm listening.
And this is where the 14th Amendment comes in.
Ooh, the big one.
Specifically, the Due Process Clause.
Right.
So think about it.
Okay.
When you're applying to the bar, you're basically saying you have these due process rights. Like you deserve a fair hearing, a chance to defend yourself, all that.
So what does due process actually mean, like, in this situation?
Yeah, good
Like,
question.
what are we talking about here?
Basically, the government can't just take away your life, liberty, or property without following the rules,
Okay.
There's a process, it has to be fair.
So Schwer's saying that by not letting him take the bar exam, they're not letting him practice law,
Right.
and that's violating his due process rights.
Exactly. He's saying the board was being unfair, especially because, this stuff happened ages ago.
So did the Supreme Court agree with him?
They did.
Wow, really?
They totally overturned the New Mexico Supreme Court's ruling.
No way. They sided with Schwer.
Full on, they were on his side.
Okay, so this is where it gets really interesting for all you future lawyers out there.
Right.
I'm ready.
How did the Supreme Court actually like take apart the board's arguments?
Yeah, break it down for us.
So first the aliases, right? They looked at it and said, there is no evidence that Schwer was trying to trick anyone.
Okay.
Like, he was just using different names, and they understood that, you know, during the Depression,
yeah,
sometimes you had to do that to survive.
Right. People did what they had to do.
Exactly. No fraud, no problem.
Point one for Schwer.
Okay, but what about the Communist Party thing?
Yeah, that seems like a bigger deal.
Right. Especially during the Cold War.
Yeah, everyone's freaked out about communists.
Exactly. Like, did the Supreme Court even care?
I mean, yeah, things were tense.
Right.
But the court was super clear.
Okay.
They said political beliefs alone, if there's no proof you actually did something bad, can't be used against you.
Oh, interesting.
You can't punish someone just for who they hang out with.
Makes sense, right?
Yeah, guilt by association.
Yeah, not really a legal principle.
Nope, not at all.
Okay, and then the arrests.
Right, right.
Remember, these are just arrests, no convictions.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Exactly, and the court basically said those don't really matter when you're trying to figure out someone's character.
Okay.
Especially, like, decades later.
So they basically shut down all the board's arguments.
Yeah, they did, and this is important. They set some major legal precedents with this case.
Oh, wow. So this affects how we look at bar applicants even today.
Absolutely. Huge impact.
Okay, so tell me, what are these precedents and why should law students care? I'm all ears.
So first, they set a time limit on looking at someone's past.
A time limit.
Yeah. They basically said you can't just keep digging up ancient history from forever ago.
Oh, that's interesting.
You have to focus on what someone's been doing recently, not like their teenage mistakes from decades ago.
Okay, makes sense.
Right. What else?
What's the second big takeaway?
Schwer made it super clear, just being arrested doesn't mean anything.
Okay.
You can't just assume someone's a bad person because they got arrested.
Right. Innocent until proven guilty.
Exactly. You need more than just an arrest.
I see. So what's the third big thing?
This one's about political stuff.
Ooh, okay.
The court said that if you're going to look at someone's political beliefs,
mm-hmm,
you have to focus on if they're actually dangerous.
Okay.
Not just that they belong to some group or have some unpopular opinion.
Gotcha. So you can't just assume someone's a threat because of their political views.
Exactly. You need real proof that they're going to do something harmful.
That's really important.
It is. Yeah. It is. Okay. So we know the Supreme Court basically like shut down the New Mexico bar examiners in Schwer, right?
Yeah. They didn't hold back.
But this was back in the 50s.
A while ago.
So does any of this stuff still matter today? Like, for bar applications?
That's a really good question.
Have things changed that much?
It's something every law student should be thinking about.
Right. Like, I'm applying to the bar. What do I need to know?
Yeah, like, while the basic ideas from Schwer are still important.
Okay.
What they look at specifically has, you know, definitely evolved over time.
So, like, what are some of the things that they actually look at now for character and fitness?
Yeah.
Is it still all about, like, did you ever join the Communist Party?
Not so much, no.
Okay, good to know.
These days, it's more about things like, you know, your finances.
Okay.
Making sure you're responsible with money.
Makes sense.
Academic honesty,
mm-hmm,
and any history of substance abuse.
Right.
Things that could directly affect how you practice law.
Yeah, like, can you actually be ethical and responsible?
Exactly.
So they're not just assuming things about you.
Right. It's more about your actions and behavior.
And how that, you know, relates to being a lawyer.
Exactly.
So you're saying that, in a way, Schwer actually helped make things more fair.
Yeah, I think it did.
Like a more balanced way of looking at bar applicants.
It set up some important rules.
Okay.
To protect people from being treated unfairly.
So it's not just about, like, your political beliefs or who you hung out with years ago.
Right. It's more about giving everyone a fair chance.
Which is, like, the whole point of due process.
Exactly.
It's kind of amazing that one case from so long ago.
Yeah, the 50s.
Can still have such a big impact today.
It really is.
Especially for something as important as who gets to be a lawyer.
Oh, absolutely.
And it wasn't just Schwer.
Right.
There were other cases that came after.
Yeah.
That, like, built on these ideas.
And made them even stronger.
Okay, I'm listening. Like, what other cases should law students be aware of?
Well, one that comes to mind is Konigsberg v. State Bar.
Okay, Konigsberg, got it.
This one's from 1961.
Okay, a little bit later.
Yeah, and this case was about a law student
mm.
who refused to answer questions about his political past.
Oh, interesting.
Saying it violated his First Amendment rights.
So, kind of like Schwer, right?
Yeah, standing up for his rights.
Yeah, like, the bar is asking too much.
Exactly, and in Konigsberg,
mm-hmm.
the Supreme Court actually sided with the bar.
They did.
They said they have a right to ask about your political stuff.
Okay.
But they were also really clear.
Okay.
They said there has to be a really good reason.
Like a real threat.
Yeah, a real and present danger to, like, the justice system.
So they can't just deny you because of your beliefs.
Exactly. It has to be more than that.
So again, like Schwer, they're saying you need proof of actual harm.
Right. You can't just punish someone for their beliefs.
It's about finding that balance.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the state wants to protect the legal system.
Of course.
But individuals have rights, too.
Absolutely.
So where do you draw the line?
It is a tough one. And another case that dealt with this was Law Students Civil Rights Council v. Wadman.
Wadman. Okay. What happened there?
This was 1971.
Okay.
And in this one, the court said a New York bar rule was okay.
What did the rule say?
It said it was fine to ask some limited questions.
Okay.
About your beliefs and associations.
Wait, so they're saying it's okay to ask about political stuff.
Yeah, but there's a key difference here.
Okay, what's the difference?
They said advocating for, like, violently overthrowing the government.
Yeah, okay, that's a bit different.
That's a legitimate concern.
Especially for a lawyer, right?
Yeah, you're supposed to uphold the law.
But just having unpopular beliefs.
That's not enough.
So there's a line, right?
Definitely.
It's not about, like, punishing people for thinking differently.
It's about making sure lawyers are committed to the system.
And that they're not going to, like, try to destroy it.
Right. And the court in Wadman said any questions had to be super specific.
Okay.
And directly related to being a lawyer.
So the bar can't just pry into your whole life.
Definitely not.
They have a good reason for asking.
And they have to show how your answers actually matter to whether you can be a good lawyer.
So it sounds like there are pretty clear guidelines now.
Yeah. Over time, they've figured out what's acceptable and what's not.
When it comes to, like, evaluating character and fitness for the bar.
Exactly. And a lot of those guidelines came from the principles set out in Schwer.
It's amazing how one case.
I know, right?
From a specific time and place.
Yeah.
Can have such a big impact on the whole legal profession.
It really shows how important it is to protect individual rights.
Especially in something as regulated as law.
Exactly. The government can't just do whatever it wants.
There are limits.
And those limits come from our basic rights.
It's a good reminder.
Yeah.
All right. So welcome back. We've been talking about this huge case, Schwer v. Board of Bar Examiners.
Yeah. It really makes you think about what it means to be, like, fit to be a lawyer.
Right. Like, what do they actually look for?
Mm-hmm.
We've gone over the facts, you know, the Supreme Court's decision.
Right.
And some of the later cases that kind of built on all of that.
Absolutely.
And it's clear Schwer had a huge impact.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, I always like to leave our listeners with a little something extra to think about.
Yeah, I like that.
Something bigger, you know?
Right. It's not just about memorizing cases. It's about understanding why they matter.
Right. And how they might even affect you, you know, as future lawyers.
Exactly.
So what's the big takeaway here? Like, what's the legacy of Schwer?
For me, the biggest thing is that your rights, your constitutional rights, they don't just disappear when you decide to become a lawyer.
That's a really good point.
Like, even in a field like law.
Right, which is super regulated.
Exactly. The government can't just ignore your rights.
There are limits on their power.
And those limits come from the Constitution.
Justice Black, remember him?
Oh, yeah.
He really hit that point home in his opinion for Schwer.
Hmm.
He said, the practice of law is not a matter of grace, but of right for one who is qualified.
That's a powerful statement.
It is. He's basically saying becoming a lawyer, that's not just a privilege.
Right.
Like, the state can't just give it to you or take it away whenever they want.
So you have to freeze.
Yeah, a right protected by the Constitution.
For anyone who, you know, meets the requirements and shows they have good character.
Exactly. And Schwer really helped solidify that.
By saying, you can't deny someone just because of their political views.
Or who they hung out with.
Right. Especially if they didn't do anything wrong.
It's like building a wall against discrimination, making sure the legal profession is open to everyone.
No matter their background or beliefs.
And it makes us really think about what good moral character even means.
Right. Like, is it about being just like everyone else?
Yeah.
Or is it something more than that?
Right. Something that, like, embraces different ways of thinking
and different experiences,
which can actually make the legal system stronger.
Exactly.
That's a really good point.
I think so too.
Okay, now I want to leave everyone with, like, a thought experiment.
Okay, I like those.
What if Schwer hadn't fought back?
Interesting.
What if he just said, okay, fine, and gave up on being a lawyer?
What do you think would be different?
Yeah, how would things be different today?
That's a tough one.
I know, right? It's impossible to say for sure.
But I think it's safe to say that, like, Schwer probably wouldn't be the landmark case it is.
Right. It might have just been forgotten.
And those protections for bar applicants.
The ones against discrimination?
Yeah, they might not exist.
Imagine that.
Would people applying to the bar today have the same protections?
Would we even be talking about due process in the same way?
It's crazy to think about.
I know. It really shows you that, like, one person standing up for their rights.
Yeah.
It can change everything.
It can have a ripple effect.
And affect so many other people.
It's a good reminder that we all have a part to play.
Yeah.
In making sure the legal profession is fair and just.
And that it lives up to those ideals.
Definitely.
Well, on that note, I want to thank everyone for joining us on this deep dive.
It's been great talking about this stuff.
And to all you future lawyers out there, remember the lessons of Schwer.
Yeah.
Your past doesn't define you.
Mm.
Your rights are important.
Absolutely.
And the fight for a better, more just legal system.
It's a fight worth having.
It is.